This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for September 1st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11. I have two translations. The first one is the Voice translation. It says, "I know God has made everything beautiful for its time. God has also placed in our minds a sense of eternity. We look back on the past and ponder over the future. Yet we cannot understand the doings of God." End of quote. New American Standard Bible translates, "He has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in their heart. Yet so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end." End of quote. We will never be entirely happy on this side of the eternity. Moreover, we will never enjoy the full rest on this side of the eternity. Nothing would make you comfortable and restful here on this planet Earth. The world may give temporary joy, comfort, rest, but not permanent ones. Our today's insight says the reason. It says God has made everything appropriate in its time. The Voice translation says God has made everything beautiful for its time. He has planted or set eternity in people's hearts, and we are made for heaven to live with Him. Our soul will never find meaning in whatever the world can offer us. Our thirst and hunger will never be satisfied here. This is why the wiser man ever lived on this earth said, "After experiencing the meaninglessness of happiness, joy, work, knowledge, and all," he said this statement, "Vanity, vanity, everything is vanity apart from God." You see, all our vanity and chasing after the wind if we do not have God's perspective in our hearts. When the most successful man on this earth, King Solomon, who enjoyed all life could offer to its very best, when he says this comment after chasing and enjoying all of it, we better give listening ears to what he said. You see, the issue is we often find ourselves in discontent, displeasure, and even discouragement because of our longing for eternity that God has planted inside us. And that eternity is not here as of yet. You see, we are made for God and heaven. Until we reach there and live with God of the universe, our soul would not know the true joy, comfort, and rest. Every hurt, pain, and frustration brings home this unalterable truth. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 9 says, "Abraham, by faith, lived in the promised land like a sojourner, traveler, or stranger in a foreign country." You see, he lived in tents as he did with his sons Isaac and Jacob. The reason is he was looking forward to the city with the foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Abraham and his sons and all the faith warriors of the old lived on this earth admitted that they are foreigners and strangers here. It says they were looking for a better country, a heavenly one, because they knew God had prepared a city for them. Hebrews 11:13-16. Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 3 verse 20-21 this. He said, "Our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body." End of quote. Beloved, are you in displeasure, discontent, and even discouraged? Do not worry. You are not alone. Join the vast club of all humanity. Remember, you are made for God and heaven, and God planted eternity in your heart. You try to understand the incidents of the past and ponder over the future, don't you? And you cannot make sense of it all. Remember, you are not expected to be. Bible says God has made everything beautiful for its time. He will make it meaningful for you at the appropriate time. You will understand God's work from the beginning to the end on that day when you would be with Him eternally. Are you going to be in heaven with God eternally? Are you sure? I hope you are confident of that. If not, listen to what Bible says. Listen carefully. "For God so loved the world That means God so loved you that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. There is no shadow of a doubt. You have eternal life in heaven with God if you believe in Jesus Christ. You will never perish but have eternal life. Notice the verb have. It does not say you may have it if all other things looks good. It does not say you will have it either, although it would be a true statement. However, it tells you have it. It is a present reality for all who believe in Jesus Christ, because Jesus died, buried, and rose again to forgive and reconcile you to God and grant you eternity. Pray with me now. Father in heaven, I understand the reason for my displeasure and discontentment in life. I will be truly happy and restful only when I am with you in heaven. I thank you that you sent your Son Jesus for my sins, and He died and rose again for me. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. I repent of my sins, and I turn to you in faith and trust. Please forgive me, Lord. Thank you for saving and granting me eternal life. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.